to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Prochaine étape, vous entendrez une interview, une présentation d'affaires, si vous voulez, durant laquelle la personne interviewée parle de son éducation, sa formation professionnelle, sa carrière et son expérience. Et en anglais commercial, il y a un mot qui résume tout cela, c'est le mot « background ». La personne parle de son « background ». Répétez, « background ». Cette personne s'appelle Gary.
Interview.
En français, on dit aussi interview, qui vient de l'anglais et qui signifie un entretien avec une personne ou plusieurs personnes, un entretien professionnel en général. Dans l'interview qui suit, l'hôtesse d'une rubrique de radio, Elizabeth, accueille Gary. Welcome to our show. Bienvenue à notre programme.
Hello Gary, welcome to our show.
Elle veut ensuite en savoir plus sur Gary et son background professionnel.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Tout d'abord, un petit aperçu de vocabulaire. Quand on obtient une licence d'université, on dit « I got my BA », ce qui veut dire « Bachelor of Arts ».«
I got my BA there in 1979 ».
La licence aux États-Unis. C'est après 4 ans d'études universitaires. On peut aussi dire « I got my BS », ce qui veut dire « Bachelor of Science ». Ensuite, Gary dit qu'il a obtenu sa maîtrise en gestion des affaires. « I got my MBA ».
Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA.
MBA. Aux États-Unis, cela veut dire « Masters of Business Administration ». Pour une maîtrise générale, on dit « I got an MA, qui signifie Masters of Arts, ou bien I got an MS, une maîtrise en matière scientifique, Masters of Science. Ensuite, Gary parle de sa formation en linguistique.
My training is in linguistics.
Linguistics. Vous allez aussi entendre I started my own business.
After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
J'ai ouvert ma propre boîte, ma compagnie, mon magasin. En anglais, le terme « business » couvre tout cela. « My own », le mien, ou « à moi ». J'ai commencé. Les questions les plus courantes venant de l'intervieweur. « How did you ?»« Comment avez-vous ?»« Where did you ?»« Où avez-vous ?» Par exemple, where did you study?
Where did you study linguistics?
Où avez-vous fait vos études? Et les expressions de la part de la personne interviewée, what do you want to know? Que voulez-vous savoir? What do you want to know? I studied at, une réponse courante. I studied at, c'est le passé du verbe to study. I studied at UCLA, à l'Université de Californie, à Los Angeles. Écoutez, listen.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to our show.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's great to be here.
Gary, let's tell our listeners a little about your background.
Sure. What do you want to know?
How did you get into the language consulting business?
Well, my training is in linguistics.
Oh, where did you study linguistics?
I studied at UCLA.
That's the University of California at Los Angeles, right?
Right. I got my BA there in 1979. Then I went to Harvard Business School to do an MBA. After I got my MBA, I started my own business.
À vous de répéter après moi dans un contexte qui vous est plus familier. Listen and repeat. What is your background? Tell me a little about your background. Décrivez-moi un peu votre expérience professionnelle. What is your background? My background is in teaching. Par exemple, mon expérience professionnelle est dans l'enseignement. Répétez après moi. My background is in agriculture. My background is in mechanics. My background is in shopkeeping. Gérant de magasin. My background is in factory work. Ouvrier d'usine. Écoutez les phrases suivantes et les variations suivantes. Même si vous ne les comprenez pas toutes, je les traduirai pour vous, mais répétez quand même la phrase en anglais.
My training is in linguistics.
I studied linguistics.
I got my BA.
I graduated with a BA.
After I got my MBA, I started a business.
After I got my MBA, I formed my own business.
My training is in. My training is in teaching. Littéralement, ma formation est dans l'enseignement. Je suis instituteur ou je suis institutrice. My training is in agriculture. My training is in mechanics. My training is in marketing. Je suis formée en marketing. Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation. Des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Christopher est un touriste américain qui vient pour la fois en Afrique. Il se rend au village panier de Bouzout. Il visite les lieux. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Badou est un guide touristique. 2. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Vous répondrez à 3 questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef du village selon Christopher? 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? 3. Comment sont les cases? Vous entendrez des mots relatifs aux animaux domestiques et au village. Vous entendrez aussi comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui fait l'action et comment faire la présomption.
I love your village, Badou. These huts are so simple and wonderful. Who made them?
Were made the villagers with their own hands and local tools.
All them? Wow, that seems impossible.
Christopher, when you plan a big job in Bantuka, everybody comes to help. Do you see those wells? They were dug by the men in the village.
That's hard work. And the women?
They feed the hungry men. The best food is cooked by the women here. The younger women sing and dance to encourage people, and sometimes they work with the grandmothers to learn new things.
Wow, this village is well organized. Whose animals are these?
They are for the chief of the village. These animals are given to the chief by the villagers every year after the harvest. Families give him goats, cows, and donkeys.
He must be rolling in the money. I mean, he must be very rich.
Yeah, he's got 12 farms all to himself because he's got such a large family. See that group of kids over there? All 50 of them are his.
How can he remember all of their names?
Their children were born to different mothers. So he makes a link between their names and their mother's names.
Wow, I guess I've got a lot to learn about village life.
Don't forget, you've been given a goat.
Am I getting rich?
Yeah, you're rolling in the goat.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Badou est un guide touristique. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Les villageois donnent des cadeaux aux chefs de village. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qui fait la richesse du chef de village selon Christopher? Ses ânes, ses vaches et ses chèvres. 2. Que font les femmes quand les hommes travaillent? Elles cuisinent. 3. Comment sont les cases? Elles sont simples et formidables. Répétez ces mots et retenons leur traduction. Une chèvre, goat. Une vache, cow. Un âne, horse. Une case, a hut. Nous avons entendu les phrases suivantes.
They were made by the villagers. They were dug by the man in the village. The best food is cooked by the women here.
Ces phrases sont à la voix passive. Nous avons utilisé la forme passive pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle, The war was won by the soldiers. The prize was given by the boss. Nous avons entendu Christopher et Badou présenter les choses. Nous l'avons entendu dire
These huts are so simple and wonderful.
Nous pouvons présenter des choses, des animaux ou des personnes en utilisant des démonstratifs. Those, this, these ou that. Écoutez ces autres exemples.
Do you see those wells?
This village is well organized.
These animals are given to the chief. See that group of kids over there?
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Christopher et Badou. Cela nous a permis de réviser du vocabulaire relatif aux animaux domestiques. Vous avez aussi entendu comment utiliser le passif pour insister sur celui qui a fait l'action et entendu comment présenter, montrer des choses. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner et sa femme vont à un concert à l'école de leur fils. Today, Martin Lerner and his wife are going to a concert at their son's school. Le chef d'orchestre va bientôt prendre sa retraite. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez les expressions utilisées pour montrer l'admiration et le respect pour quelqu'un. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Martin Lerner parle à sa femme lors d'un concert à l'école de leur fils. Le chef d'orchestre va bientôt prendre sa retraite. I'm sorry, Mr. Altman is retiring. Je suis désolé que Monsieur Altman va prendre sa retraite. He is very interested in young musicians. I really admire him. Il s'intéresse beaucoup aux jeunes musiciens. Je l'admire énormément. Regardons un peu certaines de ces expressions qui expriment l'admiration et le respect pour quelqu'un et qui parlent de cette personne et comment cette personne travaille. Par exemple, à propos de Monsieur Altman, le chef d'orchestre, la femme de Martin dit « He has done such a good job with the school. » Il a fait un très bon travail pour l'école. Martin dit « He takes young people who aren't very interested and makes them into musicians. » Il prend des jeunes gens qui ne sont pas du tout intéressés à la musique et il les transforme en musiciens. Donc vous voyez, C'est un talent. I really admire him. Je l'admire vraiment. He takes young people who aren't very interested and makes them into musicians. I really admire him. La femme, Eileen, continue en disant, I've never seen anyone better than he is with young people. Je n'ai jamais vu quelqu'un de meilleur avec les jeunes gens. I've never seen anyone better than he is with young people. Martin continue en disant, Mr. Altum is impressive. Monsieur Altum est impressionnant. Mr. Altum is impressive. Son travail impressionne. La femme de Martin dit, He seems so calm and steady. Il semble être si calme et stable. Martin ajoute, But he can get excited when he needs to. Mais il peut devenir énergique quand il en a besoin. But he can get excited when he needs to. When he conducts the group, he comes to life. Quand il dirige le groupe de musiciens, d'étudiants, he comes to life.
There's a 10-minute intermission. Would you like to go outside?
Yes, I would. It's too hot in here. Let's have some fresh air.
I thought they sounded very good, didn't you?
I thought so. I'm sorry Mr. Altham is retiring. He has done such a good job with the school.
Even with Alan.
Oh, come on. Alan isn't a bad musician.
But this isn't his kind of music. I think Mr. Altham is remarkable. He takes young people who aren't very interested and makes them into musicians. I really admire him.
How long has he been with the school?
Someone said he's been here for 30 years.
Has he always taught high school students?
I think so.
I've never seen anyone better than he is with young people.
You're right. Working with young people is a special talent, isn't it?
I don't think I could do it. Of course, I don't have any musical talent. I mean, I couldn't be a good teacher for children.
Why not? You're very good with our children.
But there are only two of them. I can't imagine working with a whole room full of children.
That's why Mr. Altham is impressive. Of course, we don't know what he was like 30 years ago. Maybe he wasn't very good then.
I'm sure he was. He seems so calm and steady.
But he can get excited when he needs to.
You mean musically? The first number was very lively. It was thrilling.
That's what I mean. He seems so calm, maybe even dull. But when he conducts the group, he comes to life. It's amazing, don't you think?
I think anyone who can do that with children is amazing. Should we go back inside?
Sure. We'll go slowly.
What time will the concert be over?
I suppose about 9:30, don't you?
Can we have something to eat then? I didn't have any lunch today.
Why not?
I was too busy. You know how it is at this time of year.
That's another thing I like about Mr. Altham. It's his busiest time of the year, but he's completely calm. He must work with 5 or 6 different groups.
Oh, he does. I think that's marvelous.
Do you think he ever gets angry?
Alan says he doesn't get angry.
Pour exprimer son respect et son admiration pour quelqu'un, on utilise des mots et je vais aider. He has done such a good job. Il a fait un travail avec l'école. He has done such a good job. I think Mr. Altham is remarkable. Je trouve que Monsieur Altham est remarquable. I think he's remarkable. I really admire him. Je l'admire vraiment. He seems so calm and steady. Il semble si calme et stable. I think that's marvelous. Je trouve que c'est merveilleux. Alan says he doesn't get angry. Alan, mon fils Alan, dit qu'il ne se met jamais en colère. He doesn't get angry. Allez-y. Écoutez.
He has done such a good job with the school.
I think Mr. Altham is remarkable. I really admire him.
He seems so calm and steady. I think that's marvelous. Alan says he doesn't get angry.
Les expressions qui indiquent l'admiration sont d'habitude composées de phrases et de mots descriptifs. Répétez les expressions descriptives que Martin va employer pour décrire son admiration pour le chef d'orchestre. Je vais vous aider. C'est n'importe qui d'autre. Un copain, un ami, un joueur de football que vous admirez. He is remarkable. Ou bien she is remarkable. Il est remarquable, ou bien elle est remarquable. He seems so calm and steady. Il semble si calme et stable, continu, d'humeur stable, de bon tempérament. He seems so calm and steady. He has done such a good job with the school. Il a fait un très bon travail avec l'école. Écoutez Martin Lerner et répétez après lui et pensez aux personnes autour de vous qui vous inspirent les mêmes remarques.
I think Mr. Altham is remarkable. He seems so calm and steady. He has done such a good job with the school.
I'm going to enjoy this half even more. It's cooler now.
Besides, we'll hear more of Alan in this half.
Pensez aux personnes autour de vous qui inspirent ces mêmes adjectifs, ces mêmes commentaires d'admiration. Par exemple, Martin parle avec la mère d'une des élèves de l'école et il dit, à propos du chef d'orchestre, « I've never seen anyone better. » Je n'ai jamais vu quelqu'un de meilleur. « Isn't he the greatest ? » N'est-il pas le meilleur ? Isn't he the greatest? C'est ce que les gens disaient à propos de Mohamed Ali. Mohamed Ali is the greatest. Ici, bien sûr, on parle du chef d'orchestre de l'école du fils de Martin. Isn't he the greatest? Mohamed Ali, plutôt. Ne pensez-vous pas? I've never seen anyone better. Je n'ai jamais vu quelqu'un de meilleur. Donc, vous pouvez utiliser ces mêmes expressions pour parler d'un athlète que vous admirez, d'un acteur, d'une personne, d'une amie, d'un copain. He's had a distinguished career, hasn't he? Il a eu une carrière très distinguée, n'est-ce pas? He's had a distinguished career, hasn't he? Vous pourriez dire la même chose pour une femme. She's had a distinguished career, hasn't she? That's admirable. C'est admirable. He's very good at it. Il est très bon. Écoutons leur conversation.
Hi, I'm Patty Berenson. Do you remember me?
Hello. Of course I remember you. You're Darlene's mother. Martin, you remember Mrs. Berenson.
It's Patty.
Yes, I remember. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Do you have a child in the group this evening? Oh, of course you must have. Darlene's in Alan's class, isn't she?
Yes, I have another daughter in the group, too. She's younger.
Alan and Darlene are so lucky to have Mr. Altham as a teacher.
Yes, before he retires. Isn't he the greatest?
We think so.
I've never seen anyone better.
Qui est la personne que vous admirez vraiment? Who do you admire? Quelqu'un qui transforme ses rêves en réalité, comme un professeur, un directeur d'équipe. Ce que j'admire, moi, c'est que vous écoutez toujours les leçons d'anglais USA et que vous continuez à travailler et à pratiquer pour améliorer votre anglais. That is what I admire. Bon courage. Until next time. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bonjour, bienvenue à Anglais Télé. Je m'appelle Michel Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. And I have with me my colleague,
Kadiatou Traoré.
Kadiatou Traoré from the Malikoura program. She's one of the hosts. Maya Angelou, who is a great American poet, a woman, and Kadiatou had already looked at the human family And I'm going to start with another one here, and we're going to share this together.
Okay.
I'm going to read some of the poem called Still I Rise, et toujours je continue de me lever.
Okay.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise.
Does my sexiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I work like I've got oil wells bumping in my living room.
Ooh. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still I'll rise.
Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries?
Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard? 'Cause I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard.
You may shot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like her, I'll rise.
Okay, well, I think this is a powerful poem. The words are nearly like arms and tools and knives. She really uses strong words. Did you understand everything?
On my understanding, Michelle, I can say Maya Angelou was a big, big poet, and she coming from a long way to becoming like a poet now, because she fell and she lived, you know, the black woman on American society, what they did. What they do it in general to get that freedom.
So the suffering and the pain.
Exactly. And through all of that, I think her mind was working as a poet to express special things from that society, that community, black community, and it's very, 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 very strong what she want to express here.
In fact, nearly every stanza has its own
exactly
story.
Mm-hmm. Through her writing, it's so much things. Who is happening to that community?
Absolutely.
Especially a black woman, you know, is a very, 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 very special things when we know American society.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're very grateful for Kadiatou. Thank you.